Joining us now, he is with the Mo Brooks campaign, but he is also was the chairman of Coach Tommy Tuberville's successful 2020 U.S. Senate campaign. On the line with us now, Stan McDonald. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners there in the Mobile area. Good to be here.
Thanks for taking some time for us. Big announcement last night. I know you were there and part of it. Congressman Brooks running for United States Senate to fill the seat Richard Shelby is will vacate. He's not running for re-election. You know, kind of looking at this race, I guess I've seen the same polling you may have. You know, Congressman Brooks looks to be the front runner. Do you see any similarities to what you're seeing now compared to the Tuberville race in 2020?
Well, the biggest similarities are that people in Alabama strongly support the Put America First agenda, the Make America Great Again agenda. And so that's the biggest similarity. And that similarity is glaring and is large. It looms large. People are mindful that I think that this, the kind of leadership that we need for change in Washington is going to take place. It may very well need to emanate from, well, it needs to emanate from the state of Alabama. I mean, what other states might send a fearless fighter up there like a Mo Brooks? South Carolina, maybe they don't have any openings right now. I mean, in other words, we're probably the most, us or one or two others are the most Trump-like states in the country. And so I think that people are going to rise up and say, you know, we better doggone if we want to keep what we've got started going and recapture the Senate and recapture the House, recapture the Trump movement and put a stop on what's going on right now, then they need to find the same kind of person they were shooting for last time around. And there's differences in these two, so don't let me put these two together like that, but. You know, both times the populace, the electorate, was in the mindset of support for Donald Trump and the change that represents.
It just seems that, and I suspect that not much has changed in the last several months, but it's an outsider Republican electorate that they don't want to send the usual, you know, and I know that, you know, Richard Shelby's done a lot for the state. He was a historic figure. But that's not necessarily what the Republican electorate wants. They don't want to bring home the bacon guy like maybe they had 20, 30 years ago. That the template now is, you know, Washington, D.C. is just kind of silly and out of control. And, you know, we don't necessarily know the prescription, but we know what is going on there. Is it working? And that seems to be kind of the vibe I get in Alabama Republican politics right now.
Well, Jeff, I'll be the first to say that we as human beings and Americans are all bad about wanting our cake and eating it too. We want the best of all worlds. We like to fight for our values and see the bacon come home too and this sort of thing. So let me just give that disclaimer. I think that's the way human beings are. But the of the state, which you're talking about, the Republican electorate right now, and I think is very much in tune with the idea that the existence is at stake. If H.R. 1 passes, I don't know how to say it more strongly than that. You just wonder if there is a country left. And I, you know, you hate to use those terms, but you know, if our ballot box is gone, Jeff, and our ballot box under H.R. 1, for all practical purposes that we've ever understood, our ballot box would be gone. And so, yes, things like, you know, this project and that project right there, which we've been able to enjoy, are nice things to think about. But our country's going to be gone if we're not in a sense of urgent mode to put down some of the bad habits that we've had in the past, of being lackadaisical towards what our Constitution is, and then passive to just let the swamp run away with things in Washington, D.C. We're gonna wake up and not have a country. It's not gonna take waking up and not having a country. We're already awake, and it looks like we practically don't have a country. I mean, we're in the last possible moments where we don't have a lot of room right now for margin of error.
Right. Well, and you got to, you know, you got to find that balance, that equilibrium. And it just seems more and more, you know, even if Mo Brooks isn't your cup of tea or whatever, that he is kind of a counter to this idea that you go to Washington and then you, you know, that you serve as a, you know, what can the government do for you, that it's more about preservation at this point.
I want to say something about that. Mo Brooks, you know, people talk about Richard Shelby's ability to bring home the bacon and stuff like that. And that has been significant for the state. I will tell you that Richard Shelby, if he were on this call, I believe he would agree that he was able to do so because of a position of strength, not because he ever operated from a position of weakness. And if there's one thing we know about Mo Brooks, he operates from a position of strength. How do you be strong in the Senate? How are you a powerful force? It's not because you're just compromising with people all the time. God forbid. That's not what operating from position of strength is. Mo Brooks will operate from strength by his complete understanding of the legislative process. By his he will always have the moral high ground, knowing what our founding principles are. And he'll have the people and the voters behind him. Now, I know I'm talking to the Mobile audience right now. I will tell y'all, as a Huntsvilleian in North Alabama, he always wins by a wider margin than everybody expects. It's uncanny. I mean, some of the people who are more moderates, more country club Republicans, blue blooders, they line up, and Democrats, they line up and they say, well, we're going to bring him down, you know. And they always come up far shorter than expected. Mo Brooks has a way of with the voters, and I really believe. And of course, I'm shilling for my candidate right now. But if I'm not telling the truth, somebody can come right behind me and explain that I'm not telling the truth, because I am telling the truth. He always overperforms at the ballot box, and I've heard him talk about a saying. I mean, there's the most important people in the political process are the voters, and that's who he majors in, and they support him strongly over and over again.
Isn't that remarkable? When's this last race, or his last primary, I should say, by 50 points? Chris Lewis, nice guy from the Shoals area, challenges him in the primary. Lewis gets the Farmers Federation endorsement. He also gets the endorsement of the Speaker of the House. Still just gets Bo still beats him by 50 points. I mean, if I'm looking at that, and I'm considering this as a, I'm considering running against Mo Brooks, that to me, that's a signal right there that I'm dealing with a very strong candidate.
He just has a knack of connecting with the voters, Jeff. And you know, and the truth never fears inspection. And Mo Brooks likes to go on talk radio. He likes to debate. He likes to actually be challenged, because he just decided a long time ago that he was going to connect to the truth. He studies the truth. He understands it. He has a great fidelity to the truth. And, you know, over time, you build a reputation, and you build the kind of experience that thankfully, we live in a country where honest, hard work, integrity, ultimately, it has its returns, and it demonstrates itself in his success at the ballot box. It just does. He's got that thing where if you look at who his enemies are and those who oppose him, I mean, it is the far left, hard left radicals. But for those who say, well, you know, I don't, but he also enjoys this group of people. They'll say, well, I don't always agree with him, but I respect him because you know where he's coming from. And that says a lot for somebody. That, to me, Jeff, you and I both, we're in political circles, and I think you would agree with me that when someone achieves that kind of reputation, because when you're in it long enough, you're going to have detractors or people who don't appreciate the decision you made here and there along the way. But when somebody's able to say, you know, he's consistent, we know where he is, we know he's predictable, and we can work with him because He will work with you. He does consider himself a public servant. And even though we don't agree on everything, he's good to work with. When you can get there, you have a good, mature public servant that everybody can be proud of.
Joined by Stan McDonald with the Mo Brooks campaign. More on, I guess, an announcement forthcoming on that later. But, Stan, the Mo's Congressman Brooks ran for Senate in 2017. This race will be in 2022. You saw what you did with Coach Tuberville. Name ID, I think, was a big part of that. What do you need to do? What do you need to improve upon to get Carson Brooks in position to win the Republican nomination?
I think he's well positioned to win the Republican nomination. I truly believe it's just a matter of letting people know who he is. And he will be connecting with the voters. I think this election is going to be, the primary will be probably approximately 14 to 15 months from now. So it's a long haul ahead. He's traveling the state right now. I'm sure he's going to be on your show sometime this week. So it's just connecting with people exactly who he is. It's that's what he's always done. It's pretty fundamental and basic.
Because you know the challenges of Alabama politics. It's a very tribal state. The media markets, they're balkanized. It's almost as if there's, the way people in Mobile look at Huntsville might as well be Canada, and probably the way people in Huntsville look at Mobile might as well be Mexico. You got to really get back and forth across the state, which is, that's going to be a slog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started to answer your question, so you're leading into it now, so I'll go ahead and offer what I was inclined to say at first. One of his challenges is going to be to help the people in South Alabama know Mo the way that we know Mo up in North Alabama. I think that's going to be one of the challenges. I wouldn't be surprised if it.
You're in a pretty good spot as far as that's concerned already. I think much better than maybe in his past two statewide runs.
Yeah, there's been a lot of nationalization of the issues now, with Mo being front and center like he was with on January 6th. I think he's a lot more of a household name than he was back in 2017. But the 2017 thing did build a foundation. I think a lot of people look back now and they say, we might have. If we're conservatives and we're pro-Trumpers, we might have should have been with Mo Brooks in 2017. So you built a foundation there, and since that time, I think he's only validated that he's been the most, I know Stephen Miller called him the most reliable Trump supporter that they had in the House. I'm sure there's two or three others that Stephen would like to enumerate. But anyway, he was with Mo last night, and he said that. But certainly Mo has been about one of the strongest you can possibly imagine for Trump in the House. And I'm sure that information matriculates to Mobile.
Well, yeah, I think I could tell you just kind of bouncing around the state that he is a much more well-regarded commodity maybe than he's ever been, and not just here in this part, but down into Wiregrass and throughout. But anyway,
I spoke to one of our former Tuberville field guys yesterday. He was talking about Mo Brooks, and he was calling me just to encourage me. He said, man, I'm talking to our people down in Dothan. He said, we love Mo Brooks down here. So I was like, good. Because, last time in 2017, we had to cultivate that a good bit. But he tells me that people are aware and got their antennas up and know exactly who Mo is. So, that's going to express itself over the next 15 months.
Well, Stan, we got to leave it there, but you've been very kind with your time this morning, and hopefully I'm sure we will talk again throughout this campaign cycle.
Thank you, Jeff. Great talk to you.
You too. Stan McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, with the Mo Brooks campaign.